I mean, these last couple games, it seems like you've really kind of blossomed in terms of fitting into everything that's going on here. I guess, what's that process been like from coming here with the trade to these last couple games and showing what you've been able to do?
I think things take time. Everything takes time, so I just don't come out of nowhere and just be perfect. So good, so a lot of practices with the guys, you know, creating that boundary with the guys, you know, spend a lot of time, you know, learning from the coaches, from my teammates. I think it carried things up to this moment, and just been stood on the game, and learning from my teammates.
Obviously, you've been scoring. What's been like for you to battle Carl with the way you have the last couple of games? I was asking, obviously, you've been scoring, but also, what's it been like for you to battle Carl Towns, like a real big center in these last couple of games?
I think we just got to do anything to help us win. You know, the get anything done by any means. It's not just Carl, but it's just being crazy, you know, fighting every moment, every position, and just being active every time.
A similar vein to John's question, just that last possession, there was a lot going on. Guys, you know, fell. You guys had to kind of help. Oh, just what do you feel like works for you guys to be so cohesive on defense?
I think every position, as much as we can, just kind of together and staying poised, you know, no matter. Because if we mess up on offense, you know, that carries a lot. But I think we focus in more on defense, and whatever type of offense we go through, you know, we're not trying to let that carry us, you know, defensive wise. So I think on that timeout we spoke, we came together. We all say we just need one step, you know, by any means necessary. We gotta all come together. And I think just that connection and being patient and, you know, collectively coming together for that, things just working well.
You made some pivotal baskets in the fourth quarter to extend the lead or kind of keep the Knicks off your back at one point. And I saw you getting really fired up and embracing the Atlanta crowd. Now, what were your thoughts overall about the fan base and just the intensity that they brought into the building tonight?
It was great. I don't know, this is my first time, you know, playing in Philadelphia, but I feel like the Knicks had a lot of fans here, so but our fans were great tonight. You know, we just gotta, you know, as much as we can, we just gotta include them. Big moments, you know, anytime, you know, they're with us, I feel like they give us that juice, and I think they were great, so I'm looking forward to seeing them again Saturday.
Coach Schneider talked about how this group has really come together and really made sacrifices for each other. He said you're one of the guys that has really embraced that. Why has it been so easy for you to kind of embrace that from Coach Schneider and that mentality? And then in that final steal, kind of what was just going through your mind in the process?
I think it only comes with one mindset. I think as much as you want to win, you know, there's things you got to sacrifice. And just small things that some people probably won't do it because they're doing different stuff. So you just gotta find those little things to sacrifice and, you know, do it for the guys and do it for our team, for everybody else, you know, do it for the team so we could win. And I think I've been in those kind of roles and situations where, you know, we gotta sacrifice for certain people, you know, to help us win. I think it's just been carrying away till now. So, I mean, I'm very comfortable sacrificing for whoever and whenever and however, so that don't faze me, you know, as long as I go out there and help us win or, you know, just be a winner. I thought we had a couple more seconds left. I was trying to steal it and go score, but, you know, just like things like that, you know, just sacrifice and be able to get out there, you know, and making plays, you know, to not only scoring the basketball, you know, doing things like that, you know. Small things like that matter sometimes.
Jonathan, this is a question. I want to ask you about game two in New York at the end of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Nikhil was guarding Jalen Brunson, and Jalen started to do like a step back move.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like you kind of right at the change of direction, when Nikhil had to change direction, it looked like you put your hand on his back to kind of keep him in the play. Was that a deliberate play? You remember this, but is that something you do on purpose?
It's an instinct, and I think, I'm gonna give my prayers to, you know, the German. You know, growing up around him, watching him as much, you know, I've seen him do that so many times. Like, so many times, like, kid is one of the best at doing that. You know, I think it's something I'm not going again thinking about it, but it's just like seeing it, somebody doing it over time. You know, sometimes I don't know, it's just gonna click. And I think, but Nikhil was still in a good position, but, you know, just like being able to, you know, get that steal, you know, especially Nikhil, you know, playing defense the way he was playing. So, you know, but like I say, you know, I watched Draymond so many times, and he's one of the best at doing things like that, small things that they won't go on the sheet, you know, that helps a lot.
There was a sequence in the third quarter when Dyson had
Say it again?
Yeah, there was a sequence in the third quarter when Dyson got the strip in the half court. You got out of transition. Dyson hit you with that pass where you got an easy look at the rim. Can you speak a little bit about Dyson's playmaking and defense and how impactful it's been to your game, but not just you for the team in general?
I think Dyson is great for us. Like I say, he does a lot of things that don't be on the sheet, you know. And those are the things that kind of help us win every single game, or, you know, keep us in flow. You know, he's great. He's one of the best defenders, you know, in this league. He rebounds like crazy. You know, just him being on that floor, you know, he helps us balance a lot of things. And he does a lot of things that don't show on the paper, but he helped us a lot, you know, especially when it comes down to winning.
Hey, Jonathan, it looked like you and Mitch had some words for each other there. What happened during that? Was both there to kind of break it up?
I think it's just, it's part of the game, I think, you know. There is a lot of emotion, you know, going, you know, in the game. And I think, yeah, pushed me. I think I fouled Brunson or something like that. And then Brunson was cool. And then, you know, you came and pushed me, and, for no reason. So, you know, and we all dudes over there, so it's a lot of emotion going, you know. They're trying to win. So, you know, something that's just going to get us going, you know. And I think small things like that, you know, get us going. So, that's right.
Jonathan, as you all kind of look to game four on Saturday, obviously there's going to be another physical battle, obviously, to make sure coming to this. That game, hoping to steal one here on the score. Mm-hmm. What are some of the things that you all kind of need to clean up, and what are some of the things that you want to continue to strengthen as you go into Saturday's game four?
I think as we, as a team, as we all keep getting better, I think when it comes down to certain execution, you know, because it's a very physical game, it's a very high intensity game. I think just, you know, us going back and cleaning on certain execution, offense and defense, and, you know, and being ready, you know, for physicality, because I know Saturday is going to be another dog fight. So, like I said, just pretty much our execution, you know, in moments where the crowd is involved, when nobody can hear anybody, like, how can we come together, you know, and stay in poise and execute and play.
Thanks, man.
Thanks.